This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Oh my gosh.
Gary and Chelsea are back. Oh. Tell a friend. I thought we'd mix it up.
I don't know what's funnier, the singing or the breathing. You're like...
I've done my vocal warm-up properly.
Yeah.
But I wanted to commit nonetheless.
Okay, well, bless you. You should definitely be committed. I've said that for a long time. So let's see what's coming up on this episode. There's a load of good stuff.
I can't wait.
David Beckham, he's got a massive... Well, we'll find out on this episode.
It's very impressive, I have to say.
Yeah,
size
you were impressed
does matter.
With that. Yeah, size does matter. And in a separate David Beckham story, we're also talking about his sticky stuff. He's proud of it, and you can buy it soon. It's going to be on the market.
I'm going to be signing right up.
You're going to definitely buy some. And not only that, but there's a coming together of two of your favourite things, Harry Potter and cake.
What more could you want in life? Add a little bit of magic and voila!
Voila-vent, maybe. maybe that's what will be happening. I found you a new fella. He's a postman, and he's made news because he's got kicked off Facebook. For a very particular reason, which is why I think you would like him.
He's going to be my next in line.
Yeah, you were quite impressed with him, weren't you?
I was quite impressed. I feel like I think he got kicked out for a life-changing reason.
Yeah.
I think I'd be quite proud if I got kicked off of Facebook why he did.
Yeah, okay. We've got you and your red carpet shenanigans.
Just helping out the everyday person.
Red carpet into like real life.
Yeah, bring it into real life, babes.
Yeah, I like that. And also, we've started a brand new feature called Underrated. We want to know what the most underrated things are. And it can be any kind of thing. And we were absolutely in agreement about this particular, should we say food stuff? Or is that going to... Let's say food stuff.
Yeah, food stuff. We had to start it off on food. It's us.
Yeah, it doesn't get the recognition it deserves. All that coming up in this exciting, fun-packed episode, episode 94 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, entitled...
Beckham's Bees and Hot Posties.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's time to play our brand new game here at KMFM. It is...
You're making me nervous.
No, it's just David Beckham's got a massive. That's it. That's it. You got to tell me.
I'm gonna tell you what the prop is.
Yeah, yeah. You got to tell me what is.
You're trying to get me in trouble here.
No, I'm not.
He's got a massive log for his fire.
Oh yes,
yeah, he lives in like a country.
He is out in the country. Yeah, a massive log for his fire.
No.
It's a great answer, but. Sorry, no.
Okay.
No.
David Beckham's got a massive spillage.
Oh, no.
His honey's leaked everywhere.
Oh, no, not his honey. Not his sticky stuff's
not his
gone
sticky
everywhere.
Stuff. His sticky stuff's gone everywhere.
Oh, no. No.
No? Okay. David Beckham's got a massive...
You are on the right lines, though, with his produce, I've got to say.
Oh, I was going to say hangover, because Beckham's like to party, don't they?
They do.
Party.
They do. They do. It's not hangover. Okay, so he's been in his vegetable patch. He's been in his vegetable patch.
Oh, he's so wholesome.
And he's showing off his massive...
Carrot.
Oh, so close. Can we give him that? No, I'm afraid we can't. The answer was marrow. Well played if you said marrow at home. Absolutely
Imagine
massive.
If you went to one of those vegetable competitions, you know, where they compete to have the biggest one.
Yeah.
And Beckham just walks up with his big marrow.
I know. You'd be like, oh, thanks a lot. As if you aren't good enough at everything else, mate. Thanks a lot. Clear off with your marrow.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We've got a brand new feature, right? This is it. It's called Underrated. It's about bigging something up. I say something. It might be a person, even.
A
celebrity.
An object.
Yeah, yeah.
A snack.
Oh, yeah.
A program.
A program, yeah, good
idea.
It could
be literally anything. Things that people aren't talking about enough.
Yeah.
You know, when someone says it, you're like, Do you know what?
Now you've said it. That's a thing.
That is really underrated.
Okay. Yeah.
And I had that moment the other day. We went to the cinema to watch a film, and obviously snacks are an essential part of the cinema. And I'm one of those people that likes to put chocolate in with my popcorn. Now, when you get a share a bag of chocolate, most people go for a Malteser, a Minstrel. No, because when I walked in, my eyes locked with a bag of munchies. Now, if you don't know what munchies are, those are the little squares they're chocolate, caramel, and then I don't know what the crunchy bit is in the middle, but it provides nothing but pure joy.
They are so good.
It's a perfect balance of the senses, and we forget they exist. Like, if someone pops to the shop, oh, yeah, I'll fancy some chocolate, babe.
Yeah.
Get me a flake.
Yeah, they'll come back with a Twix or a Kit Kat. Yeah. Oh, great. Don't get me wrong.
But you forget that munchies are there just waiting to be enjoyed. Underrated.
Munchies. You never see a big advertising campaign for munchies, do you?
They don't need it.
They stay under the radar.
They do. Because they know they're good.
That could be the subtitle of this feature, Under the Radar. That could be it as well.
Yeah.
But underrated, definitely. Munchies
Bag
are there.
Of munchies. Are you a fan of munchies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they're underrated. Otherwise, I'd be going, no, we're not putting that in the underrated feature because they're trash. But they're not. They're great. And
as soon as
someone comes in with some munchies, you'll be like, oh my gosh, munchies.
You'd never turn down a munchie, would you?
Absolutely not. Especially if the people from Munchies Incorporated are listening right now.
We like them.
Free ones.
And we've heard you've got some new flavours out, so let us know.
No, we are not about that.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I'm under threat.
Okay.
It's very serious.
From who? From what? Do we need to send out some kind of defence posse? Do we need to put up razor wire around the perimeter?
We just need to remind Jason Momoa who his real wife is, which is me.
Oh, right.
He hasn't realised it yet, but he will come around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
in due course.
Yeah, yeah. In your dreams, we're talking about, obviously.
So he's well known for playing Aquaman in the movie, looking fabulous.
Yeah.
And traditionally, it was Amber Heard that played Mira in the original two movies. But she's like the love interest in the movie Aquaman.
That's his aqua wife.
Well, Amber's not going to be in the new movie.
Oh.
So they've replaced
her
with Emilia Clarke. Now, if you know your movies, you'll know Emilia Clarke played Daenerys Targaryen Game of Thrones.
The TV show, yeah.
But either way, she has dragons. I can't compete with an actress that has dragons. This is just, it's too far. How am I meant to get back and remind Momoa?
You've got a cheese plant?
With three dragons. I raised her three dragons with my one cactus.
Yeah.
A fridge full of snacks.
Yeah.
And a radio show.
Yeah, I really, really, that's even worse now.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I think we all need a bit more showbiz in our lives because I've seen a red carpet trend I think we could take inspiration from.
Oh, okay. We'll bring the red carpet home.
Bring it home.
All right, okay. I like this idea. Yeah, come on.
It's called red carpet method dressing, and loads of celebs are doing it at the moment. So it basically means when the celebrities coordinate their red carpet wardrobe with the themes of the movie that they're promoting. So, for example, Margot Robbie, Barbie-themed outfits.
Of course.
Left, right and centre. Jenny Ortega, all the black and the mesh and the spiders for when she was doing Wednesday Addams.
Yeah, yeah.
Blake Lively, loads of flowers for It Ends With Us.
Okay.
And I was like, why haven't we hopped on this? Because we could method dress for the breakfast show.
Okay, yeah.
And our method dressing would be pyjamas.
Oh.
We're up so early in the morning. It makes sense to be in PJs.
Right.
It's the only acceptable attire for 6:39 a.m.
I'm relieved you said that because I thought one of us was going to have to dress up as bacon and the other one was going to have to be an egg. So I'm pleased. I'm pleased we wear pyjamas.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
TikTok trends.
100%. So there's a lot of places in the house that are fun to decorate, or people like to decorate or revamp a little bit.
Hmm.
But I think there's one place you've probably not thought about doing it before.
Right.
Your fridge.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Brand new TikTok trend. It's called fridgescaping. And people are decorating the inside of their fridge. Now, this started just with an organising trend. You know how, like, certain foods last longer in certain containers, and people were doing it to help, reduce food waste.
No, that's all good,
good. Like, I can never keep strawberries aloft for longer than 2 days. I don't know what I do to them, but they hate me. They just literally shrivel and die in the fridge. They don't like it in my house. But they've taken it a bit too far, because people have now started turning it into a full-blown art gallery. There's flowers in people's fridge. Picture frames. There's little mini statues people are putting in there. It looks like the set of Bridgerton in some of these fridges.
What's wrong with people?
And people are like, it looks more artistic. It makes me more excited about food. And I'm like, you've clearly not got the right food in your fridge. Because currently in my fridge, I've got 27 jars of different sauces.
Yeah.
A random end of a cucumber. a packet of grated cheese that is always open because I like to put my hand in it when I'm having to decide on what I want, and then a full drawer of chocolate. Every chocolate need is met. Got a Terry's chocolate orange the other day. It was what it was missing.
Well, that's fridgescaping.
That's fridgescaping how I like to do it.
I like the end of the cucumber thing. I think everyone's got an end of their... Everyone's now gone, oh, yeah, we've got
there
an end of a cucumber.
There is a random end of a cucumber.
And I don't know why you leave it in there. You know you're never going to have it.
You're never going to eat that bit because it's always a bit gnarly
bit
looking,
and,
isn't it?
Anyway, thank you for that. Brilliant.
You're welcome.
Thanks. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Shock of the week.
This one really is going to change the way you look at everything in life.
No, not everything. I like looking at things like I like them.
I know. Well, it's about to be warped because I always thought one of my dream jobs in life was to be in a food advert. Because you're basically getting paid to eat, right?
Right.
Dreamy. Especially the ice cream ads.
Dreamy.
They always look like they're having so much fun in the ice cream ads.
Yeah, they always do,
and
yeah.
You're just getting to try so many different scoops. Ooh. And there is no, like, ceiling to how much ice cream one person can eat at any
one
time.
Oh, no, everyone knows that. It's one of those special foods that just will carry
you
on slipping down all day.
You find another stomach for it. Until you find out that in the ice cream adverts, mm-hmm. it isn't ice cream.
Pardon me?
It's mashed potato.
What?
Because it doesn't melt. So, because if they used ice cream because they're filming for so long, it'd be melting everywhere, it would cause a mess. They'd run out of time because they'd have to be cleaning up all the time. So instead, the ice cream is mashed potato and they scoop it so that it looks like ice cream. Isn't that the most horrific thing you've ever heard?
What about all the chocolate chips in there?
I don't even want to know. Well, they're not gravy chips, are they?
Well, then maybe they are. Maybe it's Bisto granules. Yeah.
It's all a lie.
Mashed potato with gravy granules in a cone.
And it's cold mash as well.
But it's mashed potato.
So you're there thinking somebody's having a nice bit of
with
vanilla.
With gravy flake. It's Sunday dinner on the go. This is... We're opening up a whole new market. Change the cone into a rigid kind of
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah. Write this down. This is not shock of the week. We're going to be millionaires. So now Harrison is in Manston, just about to start work for the day. But before he does, he's got something else for us along those same lines. What have you got for us, Harrison?
So on like the M&S adverts with the strawberries or any strawberry advert where they're pouring cream over the top, they use white paint because it pours better.
Yeah, I suppose, again, under all the hot lights of filming and all that
cream
stuff.
Cream would curdle and go all, like, bubbly and clunky.
No bubbles. Yeah,
and you just got a lovely...
Bubble-free cream.
That's incredible. How are you in the know on such things?
I think I read it once.
That's good enough.
Harrison, that's all we need.
That's good enough. It's better than us reading stuff.
I can't believe we're being lied to on a mass scale.
I know. Were the strawberries real? Strawberries, do you know that much? Or have they got something else going on there? Some other trickery?
I'd like to say yes, they are real. But I can't.
No, you
I can't. Confirm it.
Okay, imagine
can't
ruining confirm. A perfectly good strawberry.
Pouring paint
with
all over
paint
it.
On it.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Bad news for Ian Wills. Ian Wills, he's a postman.
Okay.
He's a postman. He's been kicked off Facebook. Poor fella.
Oh, no.
He was just trying to get in touch with people. Because... There's a reason, though. There's a reason.
Okay.
Broke some rules. The problem is, the terrible thing he has to live with, Chelsea, and this made me think of you, the great affliction that he has.
Yeah.
The pain he must carry around with him every day is that he looks too much like Jason Momoa. So he likes to look like Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
The hunk Aquaman himself. But because of Facebook rules, they're saying that he could be confused with the real thing. So they're saying, like, you're impersonating him, we're going to have to take your Facebook. And he's like, yeah, but it's clear I'm not, you know, I'm another dressing up sometimes as Jason Momoa. And they're like, no, sorry. So he's off Facebook. And now he's continually mobbed in the street by women who want selfies and autographs.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, obviously a horrible nightmare for any man. I mean, to be fair, he kind of brings it on himself because he does go out in an Aquaman suit with trident. So, you know, sometimes that does get attention.
Imagine going on a first date with him and he turns up with a trident. Do you want a piece of bread?
Yeah.
Sticks it on the end of the trident, hands it over. Excellent.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Luckily, David Beckham's got himself another side hustle. How many side hustles can one man, how many sides can one man have?
He has so much talent. I think he has as many side hustles as he does abs.
I think it's more, if I'm honest with you. You know, he's been chatting with King Charles about bees.
Yeah.
You know, keeps bees. He's had videos of him going out in his little white outfit with his little white
thing on. Yeah, he loves the nature, doesn't he?
Well, he has now gone out and trademarked for his DB Ventures Limited company a product which everyone is assuming is going to be the honey from the bees.
Oh, my goodness.
He's trademarked Bee Up.
Which, he's not going with David Sticky stuff.
No, that's what Posh wanted to call it. But he's changed his mind and he's gone for Bee Up. He's gone more bougie. So
watch out.
It's going to be a while yet. There's not that much honey coming out of him yet, but he'll get him trained.
You don't have to ask me twice to have a bit of David's honey.
hang on, I'm just checking if there's any responses. Let me check the book of responses if there's anything applicable at 9:19 in the morning. Nothing there. No.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And I'm so excited because my favourite two things have come together.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
Yes, you love Harry Potter.
And cake.
Oh, okay. Harry Potter and cake have come together.
They have. They're teaming up with Food Network to bring us Harry Potter Wizards of Baking.
Oh, Wizards of Baking.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be hosted by the Weasley brothers, the twins that cause all the mischief. So it's James and Oliver Phelps. I hope they prank
now, are they?
Everyone. They're now bakers.
Okay.
And all the like bakers and pastry chefs can get on. They'll have access to bake in the actual film set. So, you know, you can go and visit the film set. It's going to be there. Imagine making a pavlova in the Great Hall. Like, what more could you want in life? Platform 9 3/4, cheeky creme brulee. Like, come on. Lovely. What would you make in the Gringotts Bank? Chocolate coins,
yeah.
So good. I'm so excited. It's going to be all inspired by the Harry Potter films. And it's going to be like a competition, basically. And they compete it out. I'm so excited. I can't bake and now I want to learn.
Well, it's not very fair, though, because they've got magic. So, you know, they can do, to get their Yorkshire puddings to rise, Yorkshire Puddium Leviosa. Leviosa.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
And you could do Expecto Pavlovum. That would make...
Oh, I enjoy that
can
one.
Can you imagine? That would really be lovely.
It really would rise.
Okay.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app, and smart speaker, say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.